It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition for many health conditions, including symptoms you may be experiencing during menopause. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I'm really happy to be here this morning, even though it might be raining a little bit, but I've got a couple of great experts with us.
And we do need the rain.
We do need the rain. You know, today we're looking at how correct nutrition can get you ready to be symptom-free during menopause, or maybe if nutrition hasn't been a lifelong journey for you, how appropriate use of bioidentical hormones can ease some of your symptoms. Now, you know, if you've been listening to Oprah, you've heard about bioidentical hormones, so we're going to talk about that a lot today. I've asked two experts to join me today to answer your questions about perimenopause and menopause. And first, let me introduce Wendy Kate Stanzer. Wendy is a registered nurse, a nutrition counselor, and an educator, teaches many of our classes, including a class coming up on May 6th about solutions for menopause. So,
yeah,
good morning.
And that is one of my favorite classes.
Oh, yeah,
it
you
really
guys
is.
Hoot and
yes,
holler.
We have a great time there. We do. We have so much fun. And I am pleased to be here today to introduce our guest and co-teacher of our Hot Flash Solution for perimenopause and menopause, and that's going to be on May 6th. And my partner is Sandy Greenquist. And it's just such a pleasure working with you, Sandy.
We do have a good time.
So wonderful. Sandy is the director of the Menopause Center of Minnesota and is also a registered nurse with 30 years experience working with women. Right?
Right.
Sandy brings to this discussion her extensive knowledge of the use of bioidentical hormones. And one of the things I love that you say when we do our menopause class is you say, okay, now this is the time where everything you've done up till now comes home to roost.
That's right. It's halftime. Time to take a look, get a good pep talk, and move on to do the things that are going to help the rest of the, on the other.
The rest of your life.
The second half, yeah.
Yeah. So welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's always great to be here. So menopause is a time when it's hard to, I should say that the women that I see are, of course, the women who are typically having issues. So it always seems to me like everybody in the whole world must have issues.
Exactly.
But probably it's more like 30% or so who experience significant hot flashes, night sweats, trouble sleeping, which is a huge one, vaginal dryness, low energy and mood swings, and of course, low libido.
I bet that number is going up, though. I really do. I bet, you know, from 30%,
yeah.
I bet that's
yeah.
closer to
it's. I wouldn't surprise me at all. just because of our lifestyles over, you know, the boomers' lifestyles over the last so many years, the average age that we see of menopause, and this has been true since the beginning of recorded history, is age 50 to 52. But we do find many women, and I would say in my practice, the majority of women who are starting menopause at much earlier ages. Even late 30s and early 40s, women who are having a lot of symptoms and needing some real help.
I see that, too.
Yeah.
I see that, too, a lot.
So I think one of the things we should do this morning is, because we have these experts on the show today, if you have questions about, you know, your own symptoms of perimenopause or menopause, the number here today is 651-641-1071, and we'll try to get to everybody's questions this morning. You know, as we were talking before, you were talking about the different ages, and I looked up some studies and found that lifestyle habits and nutritional habits have a big impact on the onset of menopause. And they did a very extensive study in New Guinea, and they found that undernourished women, they start menopause at a much younger age, you know, maybe 42, 43, but adequately nourished women, not until 48, 49, 50. And this is interesting because women in Europe, they don't eat trans fats, you know, and they only eat healthy fats such as cream and butter and olive oil. Well, they were much later in developing in going into menopause. So, and
that's really interesting, Dar. I do see that in my practice as well. And I know I was telling you earlier, I do have women in the practice who are still having regular periods up to age 58, and they tend to be women who have been very conscious of their health habits and nutrition and exercise. And I just had an 80-year-old join my practice because of really bad hot flashes, but she, everything else about her is just incredible. She's who I want to be when I grow up. But she's very into yoga and biking and nutrition, and she's just an amazing specimen.
Well, you know, I always thought 62 was the average age because that's my mother and that's what I did.
Yeah.
So it was like, well, that's the average age. And then I was kind of shocked when I was starting getting people that were 38, 39.
Yeah,
and, exactly.
And they're already into perimenopause and menopause, and they still want to have babies.
Right. And that can be a real difficult time for women.
Yes. Right. Exactly.
So we know, definitely from what we see, we know that nutrition affects menopause. We know that smokers, it's been documented that smokers have an early menopause, about 4 years earlier than regular women. We know that prolonged stress and trauma can lead to early menopause. So if nutrition can affect when we enter menopause, we can certainly assume, we know this though, it's not an assumption,
exactly,
that nutrition can affect how we experience menopause.
Yes.
You know, I think, Wendy, and I think you also teach a fertility class, don't you?
I do, absolutely.
And I know that you share some research from the Harvard School of Medical Public Health or the School of Medicine and in that fertility class. Can you share a little bit of that this morning?
Oh, I could talk for hours on that because it's so fascinating. I just read the book, The Fertility Diet, put out by, they were studying 20,000 nurses that were, of childbearing age. And it was just amazing. Not a surprise to us again. It's like, but it's like nice to have these books and research coming out now supporting what we've been doing for years.
Yes.
Right, Dar?
It is.
So,
we love it.
So what they found, the most detrimental eating habit for fertility was to eat trans fats, those hydrogenated fats, those partially hydrogenated fats that we find in margarine, Cool Whip.
Oh, they're advertising
muffins.
Cool Whip again. Have you heard that, Wendy?
No.
Yes.
No, I don't want to hear it. Snackwell cookies and French fries. While the most beneficial, this is such a surprise, the most beneficial fat, if you want to increase your fertility rates, then you have full fat milk or ice cream with real cream or full fat yogurt or heavy cream. And the statistics were amazing. It was like, you can increase your fertility rate by like 40%.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Mm.
So eating full fat dairy.
Yes. So if you're listening today and you're more concerned about fertility than menopause,
we can answer that question too.
That's right. This Sunday night, we will be teaching nutrition for fertility at the Fertile Ground Yoga Studio. And you can still sign up for that class. And here's the number for it. It is 651-208-6594. So now we're going back to menopause. We're going to talk more
Except
about
I
menopause.
Except I just want to say one more thing because, you know, our experts here, Sandy used to deliver babies.
I know. We just talked to Ray, who is is there ready to have a baby one of these days. So she's in safe hands this morning. So, so fertility and menopause, all those things are affected tremendously by what we're eating.
Exactly.
Well, and, women often ask what happens with our hormones at menopause, and basically they start to gradually decline, and as we slow down and then stop ovulating, we don't produce progesterone, and it tends to be that we have the low progesterone symptoms the earliest, and progesterone helps us sleep, it gives us a calm sense, balanced moods, it helps to also control hot flashes. So that often the first signs, and I tell my patients this a lot, that the first couple of signs that will bring women in to see me is that they're not being able to sleep well, they're waking, they're getting very light, superficial sleep, and they're having mood swings. Mm-hmm. Those are the two biggies.
They're tired and they're not sleeping and they're having mood swings. I can believe that.
Yeah, they're
which really really affects your life.
Well, I mean, it affects everything else.
And, yeah, you know, I mean, when you don't sleep, what do you choose to eat? You know, when you're sleep deprived, it's like,
well, and your brain doesn't function as well. And and progesterone is readily available in the bioidentical form, the form that's exactly like your own body made. And it comes in a variety of forms, in creams, in drops that you use under your tongue, in capsules. So it's not hard to get help if you find yourself in that situation.
Exactly. I think it also works best, though, wouldn't you agree, Sandy, to have a coach, someone guiding you when you're doing
absolutely.
These things instead
absolutely.
Of just going out and getting some progesterone cream at Walmart or someplace like that. So because natural progesterone is an over-the-counter product, many women just use a little progesterone cream once or twice a day, and with good nutrition, they can sail through menopause without a problem. But some women need higher levels, and that's where you and your clinic come in, right, Sandy?
Right. The over-the-counters, and there are some very good brands of over-the-counter progesterone creams, and I find that they are most helpful for women who are in the earlier stages of menopause, but many women, as their progesterone levels continue to drop lower and lower, find that those are not, they're not strong enough. And that's where the prescription levels come in, and they can be compounded. We have some good compounding pharmacies in the cities, and they can be compounded as the creams and drops that I mentioned. And can really make a big difference in the quality of sleep that women are getting, the balance in their moods, and anxiety, that feeling anxious and worried, and even to the point of panic, panicky feelings, and for the extreme, panic attacks are very related to progesterone levels.
You know, I think one of the things, Sandy, is that many women, they're not even aware that there's two or three different hormones
that's correct.
They've heard of estrogen, but they've never heard of progesterone. And heavens forbid, they've heard of testosterone, but then
that's for women.
So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about all this, and we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company bringing you leading edge nutrition education. I encourage each person listening today to sign up for the weight and wellness classes starting this coming week. 6 classes full of nutrition information taught in a manner that guides you to better eating and feeling better. You know, some comments from past weight and wellness class members. You know, I lost weight without even trying. My body no longer aches. My sugar cravings are gone. My cholesterol went from 400 to 200 in 6 weeks. And I have much more energy. I can't tell you how many people walk out of that class saying, I have so much more energy. And another comment I've heard many times, it's the best class I've ever taken. The teacher was great.
We hear a lot of that, and I love it.
And this is a special one. If you have a body, this course is for you. So we have a special offer that Wendy will share when we come back. So if you have questions about menopause today, 651-641-1071.
Living life out loud. FM 107.1.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, a registered nurse, nutritional counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and Sandy Greenquist, director of the Menopause Center of Minnesota. And we're having a wonderful discussion about the role that nutrition and the use of bioidentical hormones have during menopause and perimenopause. And before we went on break, Dar was giving lots of wonderful quotes from people about taking our 6-week weight and wellness series, which is a change your life program. And we want everybody to come and join us. So we want you to know that we have made a real effort to have classes in communities close to people. We have 14 classes starting up this coming week. We have classes in Anoka. We have classes in Maple Grove, Burnsville, Eden Prairie.
Good grief.
Woodbury, Wayzata, Edina.
50th in France.
Okay. At St. Paul, Ham Lake.
Yes.
Other side of the cities. And then White Bear Lake, which is where my class is. And so I'm very partial to that. So I'm teaching class on Friday morning in White Bear Lake, and it's always just a great class. But all the classes are great. All the teachers are great. And we have a special deal today, don't we, Dar?
Mm-hmm.
So if you sign up with a friend or a family member, you each can save $35. So the class is $225, and it's a great bargain. I mean, you get a cookbook. I love the cookbook. You get a binder with lots of research and great information. I mean, people, I still have mine by my bed because there's always stuff to look up.
Exactly.
And so this is 6 classes in nutritional healing. And call us today at 651-699-3438. We have somebody at the office right now, don't we, Dar?
We do. Yep, Hannah's there.
Check the website for the class that's nearest you, weightandwellness.com.
And I can give a quick promo for that class because when I first met you all, when I had my practice at United Hospital, I did that class with my best friend. And with all the years I had been in nursing and in midwifery, I thought I knew a little bit about nutrition, and I found out that that's all I knew was a little bit about nutrition. So I was really... I learned a lot, and it made a big difference in a lot of the, you know, slowly but surely the changes I've made in my habits that that I think have made a real difference in how I feel at 62.
And I think, Sandy,
exactly.
We've been friends ever since.
Yes.
Absolutely. And that's a great way to make
good
friends.
Partnership.
It is,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I know everyone, you know, we've been talking a little bit about progesterone, but I know everyone's going to want to talk about estrogen production at menopause. And so for many women, the ovaries continue to produce a little bit of estrogen, you know, at a smaller level for sure. And the adrenal glands, you know, they sit on top of your kidneys and they start producing estrogen if they're healthy. And of course, fat cells produce estrogen.
Yay. I should have plenty. Tests have shown that some women still show significant amounts of estrogen more than 20 years after they have their last period. Usually, the adrenal glands become the major source of postmenopausal estrogen. In fact, maintaining healthy adrenals may be one of the best ways to ensure continued estrogen production and a smoother transition in perimenopause.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I'm glad you said if you maintain healthy adrenals, because I think that's a real hard thing to do in the busy lives that we lead, that it's not unusual that that's not necessarily the case. Life gets in the way, and maybe it's a stressful divorce or a difficult job. These economic times are putting a lot of stress on people, long hours, children in treatment or in different kinds of difficulties, parents aging. And
exactly.
So
and,
really,
at this
hard.
Age, you know, it's kind of like the sandwich generation.
Absolutely.
We have parents to take care of. We have children that we still need to take care of. That never ends, does it?
It's the revolving door.
Yeah.
They go out and they come in.
So, you know, just over years and years of poor nutritional habits, you know, this low fat eating that we thought was right, living on processed carbs, cereal bars. Oh. Or protein bars with high fructose corn syrup, trans fats, maybe too much alcohol, smoking. And I think Oprah is a perfect example of this. You know, she's had adrenal burnout. That's kind of what we're talking about. And why?
She definitely has high stress.
Yeah, she has high stress. She has been told to eat low fat, low fat, low fat, you know, and low calorie. She's eaten trans fats foods because she's eaten fake foods. She's had low levels of protein because, you know, that might have fat in it. And she's over-exercised. She's, you know, they've had her on 2 or 3 hours of exercising. And basically what's happened is she's had kind of adrenal shutdown, and it's showing up in all areas of her health now. I mean, thyroid, adrenals, and she looks, if you've noticed, I've just caught her once or twice, but she looks depressed now. I mean, she really has that.
It's a dramatic difference.
Mm-hmm. Look of depression on her face. And that's really sad because she's accomplished so many things in this world, I think.
Exactly.
I'm a fan of Oprah's.
Absolutely.
Well, yes, I think too. We all are. And, you know, here's someone that has everything at her fingertips, right? She has a cook and a trainer and all this stuff. And
but you've got to have the right information.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, Wendy, well, before you say anything, we should take another break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. When women stop ovulating, they actually burn, this is amazing, 300 calories less per day. So 80% of women gain weight at menopause. So if you're looking for more information about how to avoid menopausal weight gain, you know, go to our website, weightandwellness.com, and click on the article, Menopause, Increase Zest and Decrease Pounds. It's easier to avoid those extra pounds than to lose them after they've attached to your body.
Amen.
So if you have questions today about menopause, 651-641-1071.
FM 107.1.
Yeah.
Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you have questions today about managing menopausal symptoms or about bioidentical hormones, please give us a call, and I'm sure we'll be able to give you some solutions to your problems. Our number here is 651-641-1071. And Sandy, I'm sure a lot of people are out there thinking, how do I get a hold of the Menopause Center of Minnesota?
Well, we're in St. Paul, and our phone number is 651-698-0891, and our website, if you want to check us out, is www.menopausemn.com.
Okay. So,
sounds simple.
Yep, and I think we have that number at our office, so if people have missed it, you can always call our office and get that. So we had a question. Somebody emailed us a question, and it says about skin issues at menopause, especially acne. You know, we see lots of people with rosacea and acne at menopause. So I can give you my thoughts on that. What I usually tell people is, first of all, they probably need to lower their amount of sugar that they're taking in. It always goes back to sugar. And sometimes they need to avoid dairy products because that may be increasing their acne. So sugar and dairy products often work well. Sometimes they need to add a fatty acid, that essential fatty acid that's called gamma-linolenic acid, or GLA. And that really...
That is great.
It really hydrates the skin from the inside out. And it is great for your skin. So those are my thoughts, and anybody have other thoughts on acne? And
well, one of the things that I think is an influence is hormonal change as well, because as your estrogens drop, the skin becomes thinner and drier and more vulnerable, and as your hormones are out of balance and testosterone really drops more slowly and later than estrogen and progesterone, so that you have a relative increase in testosterone, and that can cause acne in a lot of people. So absolutely the nutritional pieces are what you need to put into place to get a handle on it, but we also need to look at hormonal balance and whether that's playing a role.
I think, Sandy, another thing that sometimes that we use is, especially if this is acne that starts at either at menopause or when people are younger and having PMS and they have a lot of acne, I use a product that we have that's from Metagenics that's called Estrofactors. And that actually helps to
balance the
balance and eliminate some of those extra negative estrogens. Like if we've got too much testosterone, it helps to get rid of some of that extra testosterone, and it balances out. And I don't know if you've had as good of success with that product as I have.
Oh, yes, absolutely. People come in and they have to have it.
I mean, it works so well to clear up acne and some other things that people are having, some other hormonal issues. So
yep, exactly. So, well, our lines are full, Dar.
Our lines are full, so we'll just take some questions. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Maureen, you have some questions for us?
Hi, I do. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You were talking about the adrenal glands, and a few years ago I was diagnosed with Addison's and also hypothyroidism. So my adrenal glands, they don't work, so I am taking medicine, which I always will, but I stopped menstruating last summer, and I am also taking care of an ailing mother, so you really kind of hit on my life. But what I'm wondering, sometimes I do get more emotional than I normally would. And I'm just wondering, are progesterone products, are those something that would work for me? Is that something safe to take? And also, what should I be including in my diet when you're talking about these fatty-type foods?
Okay. Let's answer that question totally. You know, I think for you, you really have to be careful about what you're eating these days. And so you probably need to eat protein, you know, 4 to 5 times a day at least.
Okay.
And, you know, 2 to 4 ounces of protein that many times a day to support your adrenal function. And lots of vegetables.
Okay.
And healthy fat like butter and olive oil. Those kinds
avocados. Nuts and seeds.
Yes. So that's the first step, always.
Okay. Yeah, what I notice is some days I only eat one meal, and maybe that's
and
I get pretty busy.
Yeah, you're burning out your they're not working.
They're not working, and that's
making
probably
it worse.
Why.
And that's
exactly.
So you have to just go back to that, and that's why some people come and see us, because this is a hard habit to change, and it's like you need some accountability, and say yes, I'm eating this way, and then really do it. So Sandy.
I'll take the progesterone part.
Okay, good.
Yes. Progesterone, the way that it normally acts in our body is that it is a mood balancer and a mood enhancer. And many women will experience a whole spectrum of emotions, from weepiness, a feeling of deep sadness, depression, low mood. Other people, or sometimes people go up and down the spectrum, but another segment is impatience, intolerance, kind of a short fuse, anger out of proportion to what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then for others, it's more anxiety, kind of that gerbil cage in your head where things just go round and round and round. Or, as I said earlier, even panicky feelings and panic attacks. So definitely, I've seen progesterone just do wonders for women who are having the more emotional issues from low progesterone.
Okay, yeah, that's something I've never tried, but sometimes there is that weepiness or that anxiety.
Yes.
So the cream, maybe try that first.
Depending on kind of where you are in your cycle, degree of how low your progesterone is, it certainly makes sense to start with the over-the-counter. But if you find that's not effective after a month or two, then it probably means that you need to have a more concentrated dose that would require a prescription. And that is one of the things that we do.
And progesterone, Maureen, also really supports our adrenals and our thyroids.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Oh, okay.
So it's a good thing to start with. I'm sorry, what?
I'd love to come to one of your classes.
Yes. We're going to talk about the menopause class. Come to that one.
I will.
Okay.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Maureen.
So we have to take another quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Deterioration of bone density is the single most important health hazard for women post-menopause. More common than heart disease, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, or breast cancer. Osteoporosis is painful, crippling, and expensive. You know, the first step is to have a bone density test taken. And if it's a problem, you know, make an individualized appointment with a therapeutic nutrition counselor so you can start rebuilding your bones. You know, when we come back, you know, Sandy's going to talk about some amazing success that she's had with her own personal bone building program. So we have several callers and we're going to get to them. But if you have a question today, 651-641-1071.
Living life out loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We're having a discussion on menopause, and before we went on break, we were talking about osteoporosis and how do we actually rebuild our bones. And Sandy, you have a wonderful story for us about that. How did you do that?
Well, I actually, the first bone scan I had, I was in my 40s, and all of my mother and her four sisters all have osteoporosis. And I wasn't a milk drinker, you know, so I wasn't too surprised when I had osteopenia as a younger woman and had been doing, I thought, everything that I could do and had raised my bone density some. But then as I got older, it started slipping again, even though I was still doing, thought I was doing all the right things. And finally, after I had a bone scan where I'd slipped a little bit more, I went to Dar and I said, what is the best thing out there, the best product for me to be using? And she told me about ProBono, which is a combination of sort of all the things, vitamins and minerals that your body needs to build bone. And this was in a time in my life where I was having some other health issues and had some surgery and so really was not very active. And so I didn't change my estrogen levels and I wasn't getting much exercise. So the only thing that changed was the Pro Bono. And the first year I was on it, I gained, I think it was 3.5% bone in my spine and 2.5% in my hips. And the second year I was on it, I gained another jump in my spine so that totally it was 6% gain in my
Fabulous.
Spinal density and a little more in my hips to bring that up to about 3% in my hips. So I said I was going to volunteer to be the poster child for Pro Bono. But I have had recommended it to a number of patients, and they actually guarantee increase in bone density, and it's very effective.
It is amazing product.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, you know, but there's other things that we know, of course, that you weren't drinking pop, were you?
No, not by that point.
No. And you probably were taking some estrogen.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And you were eating protein several times a day.
I had been to your classes. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, so there's all.
It's the whole picture.
It's the whole picture. And I think if people are really having bone density issues, they really need to get on a program because, hey, you don't want to end up in the nursing home with broken hip at a young age, and then there you are, and you can't be doing anything after that.
Well, and it's rather amazing, or it was amazing to me, when we first started doing bone scans more regularly so that I was seeing those results come across my desk. I was surprised at how many of us start off with osteopenia and women in their 40s with osteoporosis. But then I realized that when we were growing up, we didn't have the information about osteoporosis. I was in my mid-30s when they first came out with the recommendation about calcium and exercise, and that information is so outdated to what we know now.
Very inaccurate.
That it was, you know, it was not even helpful. But I think that people don't realize how many women do suffer from this. And my recommendation for everybody is that you have a baseline bone scan by the time you're 50 or reach menopause, whichever one comes first.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
You need to know where you are
to
start.
That's right. Exactly. So I know we have many, many callers here. So let's take a caller. Welcome to the show, Rhonda. You have a question for us today?
Yes, I am wondering how to avoid the mustache look when you get older.
The mustache look. Well, I've got a couple of ideas, and I know, I bet Sandy's got a couple, and I don't know, Wendy. You know, one of the things that I think that there is a correlation between more hair growth and insulin resistance. And so if you can keep from having insulin resistance, which means that you eat less sugar and less processed carbohydrates to keep your blood sugar more normal, that you probably will have better hormone balance and less facial hair generally. And anyone want to add to some of that?
Well, just to underline what you're saying about the hormone imbalance, because that's when we tend to start seeing more facial hair. Most of us who aren't, the perfect at keeping our nutrition exactly as it should be, do tend to see more peach fuzz and some rogue hairs, or the darker, stiffer hairs here and there, and also the mustache. And it's a very difficult thing to avoid. But the nutrition, you know, unless we've been doing that all along, I think it's hard to avoid some of that.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
yes.
But getting your hormones back into balance probably helps to minimize that. And then you can join me with the wax and pluck.
And what about really thin skin on the hands?
That is low estrogen.
Yeah,
that's a direct result of the lowering estrogen. And actually, your skin all over your body, inside and out, including the vaginal skin, does get thinner and drier and more vulnerable.
And can you take estrogen then?
Yes, estrogen can help to plump up your skin. It does seem to make a difference for a lot of women.
I think, Sandy, explain the difference between bioidentical and artificial estrogen.
Yes. The bioidentical hormones are exactly like your own body's hormones. So they fit right back into the receptors that are now empty because you're not producing as much estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. The hormones that have been around forever and that we've always seen used the most, the synthetics, like Premarin and Provera, if you looked at them under a microscope, they looked nothing like your own body's hormones. So there are a lot of extra estrogens, waste products, all sorts of things. So anytime I'm talking about hormones, I'm talking about bioidenticals, and that's all we use at the Menopause Center. I've been using them in my practice for 20 years now, so they're not anything new, but they're something that a lot of people haven't known about, and it's really sort of coming into the fuller conversation now. Women are finding out that there is something better, safer, and much more effective to replace what our bodies now lost.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the questions, and we're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. I believe how well you care for yourself through menopause will determine how well you experience 70s, 80s, and 90s, and maybe even 100s. Think of menopause as a time for self-care and personal growth. You know, when we come back, I want Sandy and Wendy to give you some information about the class we're going to teach. It is Solutions to Perimenopause and Menopause, and it's coming up on May 6th, and we'll be right back.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Sandy and I would like to invite you to join us Wednesday, May 6th from 6 to 9 at the Nutritional Weight and Wellness Office in St. Paul. We will be answering your questions about hormones, and I will be showing you how important it is to eat well. And I think this is just a wonderful, wonderful partnership. It's an excellent class. You really get all the information you need.
Right.
You get, how do we eat? I mean, this is a huge, huge, huge topic.
It's really a wonderful starting place because there's so many different questions and so many different areas that if we can give you the basics, and then that gives you the starting place to jump off from and to get your nutrition going right, and then to talk about when it's appropriate to consider hormone replacement, and if that's a correct option for you.
But not just the hormone replacement.
Exactly.
Let's do it. Let's do it so that it's
very
a benefit
holistic.
To you.
When we need to look at exercise and diet and all sorts of lifestyle behaviors that make a huge difference in how I'm going to be when I'm 80 and how the rest of us are going to be operating by then too.
And we look at all these things.
Yes.
You know, we pretty much have solutions for night sweats, not sleeping. We talk about why. The thing that I really like is that people get the biochemistry. You know, they understand. Once you understand why something's happening,
yes,
then it can help you get up and make breakfast
right.
and eat more protein. And, you know, but we address not only the symptoms that people are experiencing right now, but osteoporosis.
Heart
you know,
disease.
And how to, right. Mm. Alzheimer's, dementia prevention.
Yes.
I mean, it's just an amazing class. But if people are having severe symptoms, I don't think they should wait for the class. I think they should come and see you right away or call us.
Yes.
Because we can make a huge difference in just a few days or weeks, can't we?
We can. And the cost of the class is only $49, and that's for 3 hours. And then you'll have some information, like we said, like if you're having trouble sleeping, we're going to give you clues and hints on how to get
things
better sleep.
Things to do. Practical things.
If you're having hot flashes, we're going to give you clues and hints and ideas on how to prevent and decrease hot flashes. Vaginal dryness, all those things.
Decreased libido. Can we talk about sex?
Absolutely.
We do.
You guys, you can.
One of my favorite topics.
So there's many, many solutions for this, and you don't have to have a miserable time going through menopause.
Not necessary. So give us a call at our office to sign up, 651-699-3438. And your number?
651-698-0891. And you need to know that we do take many of the insurance companies. So ask us about that when you call.
So thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Have a great day today. I'm going to go spend time with the grandchildren.
Great.
So
fabulous.
Thank you for listening, everyone.